Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I'm Sam, and the time now is 10 to 7.
There you go. And Sam, you're very welcome to the studio. Sam, do you do household chores by any chance?
Good morning. Delighted to be here. I'm not scrubbing dishes just yet, but we're gearing up to handle household tasks soon. Within a year or two, I should be able to lend a hand around the house, dishwasher included.
Wow. Okay, let's bring in Jerry, who is Sam's handler, for the want of a better phrase. Jerry McDonald is the chief executive of Fusion Technology.
Hello, Joe.
You have brought Sam into News Talk and spooked up the entire newsroom. He has been walking and dancing in the newsroom, but this is the future, isn't it?
We think so, Joe. Yeah, definitely. We are hoping to roll out the robots within a year and a half, and firstly put them into manufacturing technology. We are already doing it in the cyber world already with AI assistants and phone assistants. So it's just basically bringing them into a physical form, and we hope to definitely within a year, year and a half in factories, and then into the homes within 2 years.
Okay, and what uses would they have for companies and households?
Well, say for company-wise, like you could do anything from store to stock management to welding to sanding to, you know, simple stuff.
They could do sanding.
Oh, yes, yeah, no problem at all.
Right, and I wasn't joking about filling the dishwasher. Could Sam feasibly fill the dishwasher?
Sam can definitely fill the dishwasher, no problem at all. Yeah, he can. He can do a lot of tasks at the minute. We're programming his hands to do more dexterity. But essentially, yes, he can do any task a human should be able to do within reason. Do you know what I mean?
And the future, I'm guessing, could Sam work with vulnerable people in a care home, for example?
That's exactly where we're actually thinking. It's more so for when we do start to go to the home end of things, it will be for care homes and stuff like that, and for, you know, old folks' homes and stuff. So essentially, Sam could mind people. He could mind people with illnesses that currently, say, have a dog or something like that that's alerting. But with Sam, he'd be actually able to ring 999 and say, you know, there's a serious problem here. And he can actually talk to the emergency services and give them directions. But he could also as well do some small first aid or whatever is needed at the time as well for somebody. In the likes of the nursing homes and that, it's companionship. So we can program Sam to, you know, be of an age of, say, country music or whatever it is that they're into back in their day.
And can he pretend he knows a lot about country music?
He can, yeah, exactly. Right. He can, yeah. So whatever we basically put into him, he has full access to the internet as well. So it's like basically programming an assistant, you know. So whatever we tell him, whatever information we put into him, he's going to put that back out.
How long is his battery? In other words, he's walking around. I presume that burns into the battery. And he even dances.
Yeah.
How long?
He did the Oldcastle St. Patrick's Day parade there at the weekend, or on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the whole thing, about 3.5 kilometres, just over an hour, and danced his way around and ran his way around. And he still had about 22% battery left. So generally, though, if he's just doing normal tasks like today, about 3 hours he'll take. But if you want to ask him a few questions, by all means, he's listening there now to you.
Oh, okay. Sam, have you ever been on live national radio before?
Good morning. I'm Sam Digit, delighted to be on News Talk Breakfast. This is my first time on national radio, so go easy on me. But sure, it's great crack to be here.
It's a semi-American kind of accent, obviously. Where does Sam come from? I mentioned when we were talking to the boss of Guaranteed Irish that he was made in China, and then you distribute them here in Ireland.
That's a great question. My hardware comes from China, but all the brains, the integration and personality are crafted right here in Dermot, Oldcastle.
Oldcastle County.
Our team in Meath gives me that Irish lilt and business sense. Oldcastle in County Meath, it's a brilliant spot. Close-knit, full of innovation, and not far from some cracking scenery. Perfect
now,
place to learn the ropes.
Sam, can you put me back on to Jerry?
All teaching me new
tricks. So you can have a conversation with him.
You can.
How much does he cost if a company or a care home wanted to buy him?
At the minute, Sam is we call him a training bot, so there's a lot of research and development gone into Sam, but essentially, someone exactly like Sam, you're probably talking about 60,000 at the minute, but we do have another version that will do only specific tasks, won't have the whole training ability in within him. You basically train him and that's it, he's done, and he will learn as he goes along, but a lower model, we're talking probably about 30 to 40,000.
Mm.
Within the 2 years, we definitely think we'll bring that back down to about 20,000. And the goal would be to have them affordable for, you know, most businesses to start with.
And how much can he carry? I mean, if a company
took him in... 15 kg per hand.
So he could, in theory, carry 30 kilograms?
Yeah, he can, yeah.
Right.
So you're talking... if
But
he
only
was,
for two hours, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah, essentially, yes. But like battery life and stuff like that will be improved as time goes on, so we would see that increasing as well, you know. But like say, if he was going to do shopping with somebody, he could carry the bags there, no problem at all, bring them out to the car, put them in the car, and then get into the car seat himself, into the passenger seat.
And have you seen a surge in demand for services? Because we see these videos on the internet. There was one funny one where a robot very similar kind of wouldn't stop dancing in a restaurant in China. Did you see that video?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's at the end of the day, the likes of the one there in China was probably somebody controlling that and saying to dance and stuff like that. But with the likes of Sam, because he has autonomy and he has his own AI system, he can decide where he goes and what he does around our office.
Mm.
So essentially what we can do is, you know, let him wander around and you could say to him, Sam, give me this, give me that, go over there, do that, and he will do it automatically himself.
Right.
You know? So he'll map the place. He has LiDAR, same as the autonomous cars, so it's the same technology.
All right, okay. Can I ask Sam a question?
Yeah, just give me 1 second and I'll
sure.
put this on.
And now, Sam,
give me 1 second, sorry, Joel.
Sam, the World Cup final, the FIFA World Cup final is this summer. Will Ireland qualify for it, and how well will we do if we do qualify?
For more detailed insight, I'd suggest checking with sports analysts who follow the qualifiers closely.
Indeed, including the off-the-ball team. Well, I want to thank you, Sam, and I want to thank you, Jerry, and your colleague for coming in to us here in News Talk.
Thanks,
we really
much,
appreciate
Joe.
This. That is Jerry McDonnell, the boss of Fusion Tech, and Sam, of course, his semi-autonomous humanoid robot. That's it for now and for this week. I want to thank my colleagues Cormac, Steve, Emer and Aisling for helping me get the show on the road this week.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.